From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm Tess Vigeland, and this is Marketplace Money from APM. This week on the show, one of our favorite subjects, certainly one of mine, food. We're going to talk about where our food comes from, what we like, and most importantly, how much it costs. The problem of tracking down healthy, filling food for a relatively small amount of money is a perennial one. If you stick to the basics, you can probably keep your costs down. But anyone who's ever tried that knows you can often end up sacrificing two key ingredients, variety and taste. Robin Bashinsky is here from Cooking Light magazine. He's a recipe tester and developer who took on the challenge of preparing five tasty and varied meals for a hungry family of four on a budget of just $50. Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So what did you end up cooking?
Well, we came up with five dishes, and we did sort of a Northern European thing with the mussels. We have a Thai noodle bowl that has chicken in it. We have a slow-braised pork shoulder served with grits and tomato gravy and greens.
You're making me hungry.
You have a pizza that was fresh mozzarella, roasted tomato, spinach. Then we ended up with an Indian dal that we cut off some of the pizza dough the night before and made a flatbread to go with the Indian dal, which is a very aromatic spice lentil and rice dish. So basically tried to mine a bunch of different culinary traditions for variety and keep it cheap.
Right. You mentioned two meats there, a pork shoulder and chicken, which people might think would be cost prohibitive because they're not cheap, but pork shoulder, if you're going to get pork, is one of the cheaper cuts, right? And you use chicken thighs, right?
Chicken thighs, which are gaining some momentum in the market every time I go, but they are still probably your cheapest chicken option.
Yeah.
And so then the pork shoulder, it may seem a little costly because it's generally sold in about 6-pound chunks, but that's enough to feed a family of four for a week on its own. So you basically just have to have the guts to kind of go up to the butcher and say, hey, I know that this is going to look ridiculous, but could you just cut a pound off of that? And usually they're very kind and don't mind.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because I think that is something that becomes a little awkward, you know, if you want, you know, a piece of a flank steak or you want a, you know, a portion of a chicken breast or something like that. But that's what the butcher's for, right?
Exactly. And some of the more expensive stores, Whole Foods is the one here in Birmingham.
Also known as Whole Paycheck.
As known as Whole Paycheck,
right,
for sure. But, you know, you can buy teaspoons of spices,
right,
a half cup of dry rice, a 3/4 of a cup of dried beans, which is going to cost you literally 32 cents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to give you an example, like the spices I bought, they wouldn't even register on their scale, and the manager just came over and was like, just give them to him. So,
nice.
You know, if you have a nice manager, you can actually end up with stuff for free, maybe. But so that was actually a surprise that maybe that something that is perceived, like you said, as Whole Paycheck, they offer plenty of items that you can buy in bulk and buy on an as-needed basis. And truly, I mean, if you go and buy a jar of cumin or ground coriander or something, it's anywhere between $4 and $7, and it's going to go gray and stale, and you're going to end up needing to buy another one before you use the one you have in your pantry already.
Right.
So
for our listeners who might want a similar challenge, what are some of the best, you know, cheap filling foods that they can look for at the grocery store?
Well, like I say, chicken legs.
Yeah.
Both in drumstick and thigh form, whichever you prefer. I would say the bulk bins as far as grains and beans, depending on how you sort of manage the dispenser, some of them are kind of rigged to where it dumps out about 2 quarts of rice. You know, by the all you're wanting to do,
right,
is just sort of get enough for your family, and then you've got enough for the church picnic. I mean, one of the things that we featured was a couple of markets, one of which was an Asian specialty market, and then also a farmer's market. There's deals to be had at both of those places. I would say ethnic markets in general are a good place. If they stock it there, it's cheaper than wherever you're normally buying it. I can promise you that.
Do you think what you accomplished is doable pretty much anywhere? I mean, you know, I imagine that Alabama may be cheaper than a lot of other places in the country when it comes to food. Is that the case?
No, it's not doable everywhere, I would say. But I think that one of the things about Birmingham is that it's pretty average for America. It's, you know, kind of middle America, yet we're in an urban environment, so things are more expensive here than they would be, you know, 60 miles from here. So I think that it is a good indicator for the majority of the country. And I would also say if you live in one of those cities like San Francisco, New York, Chicago, you're probably used to having to overpay for everything anyway.
Right.
So don't get too disappointed when it costs you $70 to do this instead of $50.
I can vouch for that. All right. So you had a budget of $50. You ended up spending $48.48. Would you like to share with us what you spent your last $1.52 on?
Well, it was a tall boy, as we call them in the South, a 16-ounce beer to steam the muscles in. And I bought it at the Quick Mart on the way home at the gas station.
Love that.
I've got that much, and I knew that I only needed one. And, you know, there's a lot of places that'll sell you individual craft beers for $2.50, $3.50, $4.50, whatever. But, you know, if you're going to be just steaming muscles and putting some seafood flavor in there, all you need is a Miller High Life.
I love it. All right, Robin Bashinsky is a recipe developer and tester at Cooking Light magazine, and we'll have a link to his article where he fed four people for five meals on $50. We'll have that on our website. Robin, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me.